Klal Yisrael Yotzi Yad Roma from Mitzrayim Gewaldig Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Leimor Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'yashuvu V'yachnu Lifnei Pi Hachirois. They should go back and they should camp in front of Pi Hachirois near Pisoim Bein Migdol ubein Ayom, Lifnei Baal Tzvoi. They should go, they should camp in front of the temple of Baal Tzvoi. Zogt Rashi, Hu Nisha Mikol Elohei Mitzrayim. He was the only, by Makas Bechoros, Rebellion destroyed all the idols, the metal ones melted, the wooden ones rotted. Every single idol was destroyed, except one, Baal Tzephon. Baal Tzephon was on the Gvul of Mitzrayim. And he left it, Kedei Lahatoison, Sheyoimru, Kosha Yiroson. Olov Pirish, Eoiv, Mashki, Lagoyim, Vayaabde. The Rabbeinu Shalom makes the Goyim crazy. And he destroys them. What happened? Well, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told them, go back. V'oma paroi. These are the words of the Kodesh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu. V'oma paroi. Livnei Yisrael. Paroi is going to say about the Yid. Nevuchim heim ba'aretz. They're all confused. They're locked into the midbar, sogar aleim a midbar. So the Sipponai, Baal Tzephon sogar is a midbar aleim. Paro's gonna say, "Ay vey, what an idiot! What's the ikka avodah zarah, Baal Tzephon? Why didn't we realize all the other idols? Yeah, lochalavi narish, klapi." The Elokei, Hoivrim, yeah, they weren't able to be Oimid. Over Baal Tzephon, he was able to be stark. See, he's stronger. And Baal Tzephon, he caught them, Sogar Aleim Hamidbar. He's closed the Midbar on them. Vechizakti es Leiv Paroi, Rabbi Yisrael tells Moshe, and I'll be Mechazik Leiv Paroi. Berodaf achareim is going to chase after them. V'kovdo beparei v'chol cheloi. And I'll be miskabit with Paroi, through Paroi, and all his army. V'yadu Mitzrayim ki'ani Hashem. And Mitzrayim will know ki'ani Hashem. V'kovdo beparei. So Rashi, Kshakodesh Baruch Hu Misnake Bereshoim, Shmoi Misgadel U'Miskabed. When the Rabbeinu Shalom is Misnake, Midok Neged Midok, Nekome, then the Shem Hashem becomes known and Miskabed, and is stayed by Yechezkel, V'Nishpatiti Itoi. And then it says, Vizgadalti, Vizgadashti, Venoidati. Leile agoim rabbi, Vyodu ki ani Hashem. Maisa, that's all we daven every time we say a Kaddish. Yizgadel, Vizgadesh, Meirabo. But when the Rabbeinu Shalom does din, Bereshoim, then there's a gewaltige a gilui, his gadalti, his kadashi, vilotati. Ikovdo beparoi. It's interesting. Ikovdo beparoi. The Medrash, Medrash Rabbah, Parshatess, Oisches, goes on the Pasuk in Vayera. After Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paroch the second time. And he does the Ness with the Matah. The Ness of the Matah is a very interesting Ness. They came the second time. And Paro says, give a Moifis. Prove that you're worth something. So Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's going to ask for the Ness, what should you do? The Ness HaMatah. Tell Aaron to throw the Matah down, it'll become a Tanim. Interesting. Paro bursts out laughing, as we said. He says, that's a Moifis. That's standard Kishuf 101. In Cheder they learned that. He called his Chartuvim, they did it. He called the 4 and 5 year olds, Kita Aleph. They all could do that. Medrash says he called his wife, and she could also do it. That's a Moifis. It's a Gornisht. We are bringing Kishuv to the world center of Kishuv. And then Aaron HaKohen takes hold of the tail of this Tanin, flips back to a Matah, and then this Matah rolls over and is Bolea. The Matah is Bolea. All these kids, because it's all Achizah Seinayim, not sure exactly how the queen did it, if she turned herself into a Tanin, Nebuch, and she was also swallowed up, or whatever it was, and all the Chatumim, all the actors on the stage, they were all swallowed up by the Matah. And then Paro Taku got scared. Paro said, that brings the Medrash, he said, if the Matah can swallow them up, well, he just tells the Matah to swallow me, it'll swallow me. Next, Anan. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He told him to do a Moifes, which at the beginning, the Chatumim are going to come and be able to do exactly the same thing. But at the end, the Rabbeinu Sholem showed that it was Taka Moifes. And it can't be done with Kishuv. A Matah can't swallow up all these people by Kishuv, not as a Matah. And the Medrash says the Matah should have been huge and thick, but it swallowed up all these people, but the Matah remained the same Matah. That was the Ikka Moifes. And that Taka got Paro scared. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu start with a Moifes was apparently looked like Kishuv? Just go straight and he asked for a Moifes. He says, do an S, which you can't do on Kishuv. What was the result of that? Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Paro, tells Moshe Rabbeinu, after that, go to Paro in the morning, when he's doing his hakrova, thought we spoke about two weeks ago, kaved leiv paroi. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, kaved leiv paroi. He's made his heart heavy. He's not responded. I showed him the Moifes. He's not responded. So the Medrash, kaved leiv paroi, omer lei HaKodesh Baruch Hu rosha, Beloshen sheikh badeto boy, beloshen ani miskabed alecho. Shneema bikovdi befarai. The Medrash says, kaved leiv paroi. With that loshen, ikovda befarai. I'm going to do the same loshen, and be mechaved with paroi. What's the chance of play on words? Kaved leiv paroi. Was he was heavy heart, he didn't respond, wasn't responding properly. He was shown the MS, Moshe Rabbeinu is not a Kishuv Macher, the Matah swallows them all up. Kovid Lev Paro. Ah, Kovid. Achabed. Oh, Shail. Ikovto. Save your side. Same words. Play on words. Chas v'shalim. There's no such thing in Torah. No such thing as playing with words. Dor state the yisod ha-yisodis of the Bria in this medrash. The end of Perik Shishi of Ovis. The famous medrash, the famous brisa. Kol ma shebora kodesh baruch hu boi lomoi loi broi elo lich voidoi. The ganze bria. Kol ma shebora kodesh baruch hu boi lomoi loi broi elo lich voidoi. The whole tachlis of the bria, the whole metzius of the bria is lich voidoi. Kshedema koel anikro bishmi velich voidi barosiv yitzartiv afasisiv. Every level of creation is all lichvoidi. What's a pshat lichvoidi? Mashgiach, Zeichel Tzadim and Kodesh Yivroch used to say, kovoid, comes to the notion kovoid, to be heavy. Kovoid means a gilui of something which normally is light, something which is not tangible. Kovoid is megale, that idiot, it makes it heavy, it makes it tangible. The marshal, the pasuk says, the big day kahuna will a kovoid or a siforis. The kohen has kedushas kahuna. No, you see a kohen, you realize he has kedushas kahuna. He looks the same as everyone else. But when you see the kohen in big day kahuna, that's megale. It takes the maila, the kedushas kahuna, and it's megale, and it shows, it makes it heavy. It's megale, it brings out the kedushas kahuna. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, called clothing mechabdusai, clothes are mechabed, because clothes are megale, who the person is. You have to be careful. Sometimes the person's trying to fool you with the gilui he's making. That's what I do the whole time. I dress up. By me, it's Purim the whole year. It's okay with the shmil. You can borrow a frock and then you'll be a mashgiach. It's not hard. You just have to learn to speak in an English pronunciation. Okay. If I would speak proper English, it would make it even harder for you. No, it's a month before Purim. Epis. Begodim and Mechabed, Begodim and Megale. Kvoid HaTorah, Kvoid Talmidei Chachomim. A mensch has the Kedushas HaTorah, Milas HaTorah. Well, you can't see that he's different than anyone else. But when the halacha is, you're oimed lifnei ha-talmid chochem, that's megale, that he has the mila of Torah. The ganze bria was created to be kvoid Hashem, to be megale Hashem in the bria. That's the ganze tachlis. And what aspect of the Rabbeinu Shleilam is the Bria being Megale to the Hemshech of the Braisa? To be Megale that the Rabbeinu Shleilam is the sole Melech of the world, the Rabbeinu Shleilam runs the world. In Parsha Shmois, we made a Hakdama to these Parshios. We saw the Das Tvunus that says the ganze Welt is going on a mahalach of Gilui Yichudoi Yisborach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Megale Yichudoi,
to be megale that he is the sole balabos of the Bria. And that's the whole tachlis of the Bria. He says there that that's what we can be masik from Hashem Yisbarach properly. Every other midah of Hashem, Hashem is Ein Sofi, Hashem is infinite, we can't be masik all the other midahs of Hashem. Abba Yichudoi, that he's the balabos of the Bria, that we can be masik. He says that therefore we're mechuyev to be oisik in that. But that's what the pasuk says, v'yodata v'ashevu Yisrael levavecho. Ki Hashem hu Elokim, v'ashamayim mimal v'al oretz mitochas ein oid. We're mechuyev to know this, to work on this, v'ashevu Yisrael levavecho, to internalize this yisoid. Hashem hu Elokim. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the Baal HaKoichos Kulam. Eloid, there is no other koyach. There's no other koyach amiti. And be'etzem, he tells us that geula, where the world's going to the geula shleima, the yesod of the geula is a gilui of this yesod. The tachlis of bias ha-moshiach is to be megale to the welt. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the Melech HaOlam. Ein oid milavadoi. There is no other koyach. And he explains to us the Hemshech there. That in order to do this, the Rebbeinu Shalom created the Koichus Hora. But the Rebbeinu Shalom created the Koichus Hora. Yoytze Orav Ori Choshech Oyse Shalom. But the pasuk says, "Uvare es hora, ani Hashem oise kol eile." Why did the Rebbeinu Shalom create the ra? Because the ra, all the koichos hora come, and they kiilu say, "Yesh oid milavadoi." He's not the only balabos. Yesh oid milavadoi, and the Rebbeinu Shalom destroys the ra. And shows us Ein Oid Milavadoi. Be'etzem the Ra gives us the opportunity for us to come and realize and be makir Ein Oid Milavadoi. It gives us the Mokem Avoido that we come into a world and right to the very beginning of history it comes along a Nochosh. And be'etzem the nochash is drosha, is yesh oid milavadoi. The nochash says, he's not exclusive. You can eat from the tree, but yisim kelukim. You can be like him. He says something which is tzorichi and gadol, or lo tzorichi and gadol. It's the nochash. Shekers, kfir. What's he say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu et from the Eitz Hadas. But that's how he created the world. The reason why he told you mustn't do it, because he doesn't want any competition. But Amaisa, the makar of everything is the Eitz Hadas. This is in Amaisa. So before he created the world, where was this Eitz Hadas? Hanging in thin air, where exactly was it? What's the pshat? And how was the Eitz Hadas? Always, what's the pshat? Yesh oid milavadoi, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's the Eitz Hadas. Eitz Hadas tov hara, there's something else. He's not exclusive, he's not unique, he's not the only koyach in the Bria. Yesh oid milavadoi. You can also be koichus like him. Says the Das Tvunus that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to be mevatel the koichus ara. He wants us to realize this is a nisayon, this is nourish. If Adam HaRishon would have or Chava would have said to the Nachash, you're a shakran, you're nothing more than a dibur ra, he would have fizzled into nothing. And they would have risen to the highest levels of Kedusha, which they were not quite on when they were created. And Al Yidei that Nisayon, they would have earned that Madrega. But the Nachash was successful. Says the Das Hunas, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on a Mahalach with the Bria, that he takes out all the Koichos Hara Befoel and shows us, again, he gives us Nisyonis to believe and to realize they're nothing. But if we won't see that, we won't come to that ourselves, he'll show us that they're nothing. Every Koyach will implode. Every Koyach Hara will destroy itself. And with that Yesoid, if you want to learn history, if you have that Yesoid, you'll understand history. All the different empires that came and grew and became powerful and shitters, they all were destroyed within themselves. Duk v'tishkach. Golas of Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim is the shorish of all the Golias, as we've said before, the shorish of all the Geulas. Here, in this parsha, we see the ultimate gilui of Einod Milavadoi. The ultimate gilui of Einod Milavadoi is how Paro destroys himself. The Ra destroys itself. And that is the greatest gilui. Ikovda b'Paro. The Rabbeinu Shalom is miskabed, is nisgale. The grace of Koichos, the Hashem Yimloich Loilam Void, through Paro. Paro is going to be a gewaltig and mechabed Shem Shamayim. Because that's what the whole Bria is. Lichvoidi. If a mensch comes to it himself and realizes, Einod Milavado and gewaltig, that's the chatchila, what's supposed to be. And even with the Nisyonos, gewaltig, that's what's supposed to be. But if he doesn't, and he goes weiter with his rishus, there still be kovet. The world, Rebbeinu Shlomo created the world for kovet. The Rosh is still going to be mechabed Hashem, but it'll be bar kochai, and he'll be used as a tool to be megale einoid milavadoi. The Maisa, the very first time that Moshe and Aaron came to Paro, the very first time, Paro had this whole celebration. And all the kings of the world were giving him covet. The day he was oiled the Malchus, the day he was born, whatever, the day when his muscle was the strongest. And he... Mamish, the biggest celebration, so choshev, covered, and etc. And in walk these two alter yid. He should have realized, just from that matzav, how did they get in there? Without any moifes, this is a big moifes. His palace is surrounded with a safari park. They keep these lions and tigers and bears and everything starving hungry. Anybody who tries to come into the palace is not achas doso lahomis. Achas doso to be a meal for the lions. And these two alter yin, they're not the people who've been working out and have their strong muscles and they can take on the lions and they came in and they had a fight. No. Two alter yin walk into the palace. How'd you get in? How come they weren't stopped? How come they weren't arrested? V'oid Yosef, Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, I remember you. How can he forget Moshe? Grew up in his palace. 60 years ago, you were Chayim Misa. I tried to kill you. No. Mr. Paro, arrest him now. Kill him. Is it a pele? That itself was a nisayon for Paro. That nisayon was an easy nisayon lechayra to be oved. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, "Koyomar Hashem, shlach es ami v'avduni." This is Hashem. Hashem. But I have to look that up in the Wikipedia. Types in Yud Kei Vov Kei. Don't suggest doing it in the Maisa, because goodness knows what it says about Yud Kei Vov Kei there. But the Maisa, what did he get? He got a blank. Doesn't appear. Mi Hashem Hashem Shema Bekoilei. Reparoi. The Poshet. Mi Hashem. The Koyach that got these two Alta Yidden into your palace. That's Mi Hashem. And in case you Taka don't know, they remind him of Lekeho Yivrim. Whether it was the same Paro with Sarah, or they had the Mesoira with Sarah. No? Your grandfather, whoever he was, or it was you, tried to chepa the Lekeho Yivrim. Look what happened. Well, Mi Hashem Hashem Shema Bekoilei. What was his reaction? He's not interested. Ah. You're not interested. That's the first nisayon of life. So they will give you a nisayon which is harder. A nisayon where through the boy face, in the beginning of the boy face, Kishuv, do me a favor. Everyone can do this. It's mate him. That makes the Nisoy much more. I mean, there's still the MS. When the mate swallows the map, that's not Kishuv. No. I mean, my Hanocha Rishoyna was, it's Kishuv. And I'm going to stay with that. Kovid Lev Paroi. I'm not going to change. I have my opinions. I have my shittas. I have my drochim. Must be Kishuv. And it can't be Kishuv. And you're scared. maybe the mat will swallow you up. It can't be Kishuv. It must be Kishuv. Kovid Lev Paroi. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Magbir the Koiches Hora. So that Ikovd of a Paroi. Doshtein the Medrash. Because the Kovid Lev Paroi makes him stronger and stronger, his koiches hara, so that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and brings the gula, there's a greater covet, a greater gilui of Hashem Yisbarach. The more the Rosha, the stronger the Rosha lichoira is, the more the gilui of Malchus Hashem is. Kovei leiv paroi, ikovda beparoi, kvoid shamayim. And we go through the Makkos, and there's Kovid, and there's Chizuk Halev, and the Yidden leave. And then the Rebbeinu Shleilom says, Ikovda Beparah, I'm going to show you that the Ra is garnished. Paroi is garnished. Ein Oin Milavadoi. Go back. Cab by Baal Tzifon. I left Baal Tzifon alone. Ooh, why? To give Paro a mahalach. Ooh, Baal Tzifon. We should have realized Baal Tzifon. Sog Aleim Hamidbar, Baal Tzifon. That's the real koyach. Oh, V'omah Paro Livle Yisrael, V'uchim Hei Boretz. V'chizakti Es Lei Paro. How could he, after 10 Makkos, after Makkos Bechoiros, what was his half a minute, that he's going to get them back? Rabban says, Ein bekol amufsim kepele hazeh. Vezeh be'emis shigoyen lohem. The biggest pele of the whole Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is this parsha of Kriyas Yamsuf. The biggest pele is the Vechizachti Eslev Paro V'Rodaf Acharei. Ein b'chol ha'movsin kepele hazeh. This is the biggest gilui that Hashem Yisbarach brought. Pshat? Because this is the biggest gilui of Einoid Melevadoi. This is the biggest gilui of how the Ra destroys itself. They decided by Atzvam to go and trace them. How? So the Arachayim HaKadosh, right at the very beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Paroi, through Moshe Rabbeinu, we want to go for 3 days. What for 3 days? There was no half a minute to go for 3 days. They were going, they were leaving. And the whole time there's negotiations with Paroi. Every Makkah, let them go. No, yes, yes, no, back and forth. So the Arachayim HaKadosh, and these fooled Paro into thinking that Kodesh Baruch is not all-powerful. If he was all-powerful and he wants the yin to leave, then why doesn't he just take them out? Why doesn't he just freeze everybody on the spot? Or kill all the Mitzrayim or do whatever? If he's all-powerful, then he should take them out. I and my friend Bilam, we made all these Ksharim Lamala with all the Kishuvs that no Eved can actually get out of Mitzrayim. Vaistoy's Baal Tzifon was a big chelik of it. The Baal Tzifon trapped them. Shevet Ephraim tried to get out 30 years earlier. Look what happened to them. You see that Kodesh Baruch is not all powerful. He needs me. He needs me and my koichas. He's negotiating. And he wants them to go for 3 days. Says the Arachayim HaKodesh, after Makas Bechoras, he decided that Yemistomi is all powerful. If he could do Makas Bechoras, he could kill me as well. Mistomi has all the koyach. Get rid of them. Goodbye. And then, old Baal Tzifon, Sogale Misamidbo. What a mistake. Taki, he only has to go for 3 days. They got for 3 days. They were supposed to make a Yom Tov and a Chag and a Korban and everything else. And my spies that I sent with them, they came along and they told me they didn't go the straight way. They didn't go this 3 days. What's this 3 days? They were supposed to go for 3 days. Look, we led them all our Kalim because we assumed they're going for 3 days. I can get them back because of Imanav Shoch. If God is true, he only wanted 3 days. They're supposed to come back. All right, they borrowed all the stuff. They borrowed, they didn't take it. The Oid Yoses of the Rechaim HaKodesh, and we all know that in Makas Choshech, the Taka went round their houses and looked for everything, and they didn't steal anything then. So they must have been sincere. They were going to borrow and come back. But now, obviously, they decide to run away. If God is true, I can get them back now. And if the whole thing was a ruse, the 3 days business, survived those and God's problems, taka not kol yochel. Because why did he say 3 days? Why did he just take them out? He needed to fool me. He needed to negotiate with me. I have my koyach. I am a separate koyach. Old Baal Tzifon is a koyach. There's a lot of other koyches. I can get them back. Vayugad lemelech Mitzrayim ki varach ha'om. Vayehofeich levav paroi vavodov el ha'om. Vayoyimru mazois osinu ki shenachtu esom. Yisrael mi'obtenim. Idiots what we are. What did we send them out for? 3 days. What did I free them for? He gets the army together. He had 600 choice tanks, the most modern
They were the ones who invented these chariots, 600 Rechev Bochur, and then all the other tanks, the ones from the year old or 2 years old that weren't so choice, and the whole army and his whole nation. Sholishim al kuloi organizes generals over them. Am I doing the right thing? I should get them back. He's not all powerful. Makas Bechairas. The poor prince. He was a Bechara. He died. I didn't die. Ha ha. I'm also a Bechara. Kol HaBechorim, not me. He didn't say Kol HaBechorim. He said, Mi Bechor Paro. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moitziyu min HaKlap. I'm a Bechor. He didn't get me. Bal Tzifonele. The other Koiches. We'll get him back. It's a risk. Maybe. Shev Al Tase. Boom. We set them out. You think he's got Koyach. Moshe Shalom gives a Chizuk HaLev. By a chazek Hashem a slave Paro Melech Mitzrayim, he needed that extra chizuk. He's been boicher. He's decided himself he's going to get them back. That he decided himself. Oh, but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is even mechazek. Why? Because Paro's here to be mechabed Shem Shamayim. He could have been mechabed Shem Shamayim right at the beginning. Or at any point along with the Makkos and said, I'm Makir, Hashem Yisbarach is all powerful, Leich Vavoid is Hashem. That would have been a Kvod Shamayim, but the Rosha would be Choseh B'Tshuva and be Megaleh to the world that he's wrong and Hashem is the Balabos. But each time he doesn't do that. Therefore, he's still going to be Mechabed Hashem. Call Hashem Barasi Boilomi. Livchaydi barasi, ikavda bepare. Give him a chizuk alev, charge. Vayudavu mitzrayim achreim, vayasigu oisom choydim alayom. Kol sus pare, rechem pare, poroshem, vechel api achiroz livnei baal sefoynele. Ooh, uparo hikrim. Dr. Ashi should say paro kora, mau hikrim. Hikriv atzmoy v'nis ametz lekadem liflem. He decided, he pushed himself. It wasn't so easy. There's a pachad here. He's taking on Hashem. Is Hashem a koyach? No, I'm a Hashem a koyach. No, I decided not. Baal tzifoy. Me. Choyos. Paro hikriv. And the yidn see. And the yidn daven by Yitzhak uble Yisrael el Hashem. And then there, some of them crack up. They have their tailors, the chulin. The klal davened. Vayomer Moshe l'om al tiro his yatsvur u'es yishua sashem v'sheyase lochem ayoyim. Hashem yilochim lochem. Tem tacharish. What happens? Dr. Rebbeinu Shel Olam to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to make a Kriyas Yamsuf. The Teyes Yodcha Leyom, Uvko'eyu, V'yovoyu b'nei Yisrael b'soichayom v'yabosha, V'ani hineni mechazek eslev Mitzrayim, V'yovoyu achreim, V'ikovda b'paroi, U'v'chol cheloi b'richmoi b'porshov, V'yodu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. There's going to be the Gresta Gilui ki ani Hashem, Ein oid milvadoi, Bikovdi befaro berich beforosho. Stay tuned, Moshe. There's going to be the Gresta Gilui Kvod Shamayim. What happens? All of a sudden, Yisrael Melech Elokim, the Onon, which was going in front of the Machaneh, suddenly goes behind the Machaneh. The Mitzrim are there. The whole army's drawn up. We're ready to get them. Suddenly the weather changed. It got all very cloudy and misty and so thick. And the air gets thicker and thicker. And we had the seventh day of Choshech. Ah, well, we know what that is. You do? Yes. Where did that come from? You remember what happened in Choshech? The weather reports didn't report it. But this sometimes happens. So he got very cloudy, and he got very dark, and he was mamish like the Choshech. No! Okay. And then Vayomer beibachlei Mitzrayim beibachlei Yisrael. We try to catch the yin, and all of a sudden there's this huge fog. Oh, but it's just the weather. It's not Min HaShemayim. Maybe it's Min HaShemayim, but it's just the weather. It's not Hashem. Vayomer beibachlei Yisrael beibachlei Mitzrayim beibachlei Yisrael. Vayihi Anan v'Achoshech. And then suddenly it gets very hot. The temperature starts going up. What's going on? Whew. So schwitzy. It's terrible. Why? The Amid HaEsh has gone behind. But the Amid HaEsh is by the Yidden. The Amid HaOnan is behind. They're schwitzing away. Klal Yisrael, Vayor Es HaLailo, V'lekorav Zeh Zeh Kol HaLailo. What's happening? The weather. We should have. My weather guys don't know that. No, sometimes they don't know. They get the things wrong. It's not Min HaShemayim. The fact that it's punked in the middle, we're trying to catch the in. No. And then what happens is a wind. And the wind blows. Stronger and stronger. The Ruach Kodim. So the Rabban Oya Rotzen Lefonem Yisporach Levakea Hayam Beruach Kodim Miyaveshes. It's an eastern wind which is very dry. Sheye Roe Kiilu Aruach Hiyam Achreveses Hayam. Ooh, there's such a wind. We didn't realize there was going to be a wind. And what are they going to say? Zok the Rabban, Hishki leMitzrayim v'yavdeim, ki bavuzeh choshvu ulai haruach som hayom lercherovo. They saw that the yam has dried up, to a certain extent, not completely, but they saw. What's happened over here? Oh, it's not a nes, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the koyach that did 10 nisim in Mitzrayim, 10 makas. It's the wind. It's old Balzafoid. It's the wind. It's the weather. It's the fog. It's the this. It's the that. Well, but there's so many mikrim over here. Don't you think maybe Efshuv Ulai? Maybe it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nah. It's the wind. Tell me something. It's the Chinese. It's the stupid guy that didn't close the borders. There's some Chinaman, that's a bat, a memela, that's how you got corona. Man, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Man! So the Hishki Agohim, Kedei La'abde, it comes with a new science. One second, how did actually Kriyas Yam Suf go? There was the wind, yeah. And then Vayet Moshe es yodo al hayom. V'ida Orachayim HaKodesh, the Moshe Rabbeinu was mate yodo after the wind. Pashas in the posse was before the wind that brought the wind. Then what happened? Suddenly there's yams, a rash godel, and the yam opens up, and there are 12 tunnels of water. Oimid, lifnei klal Yisrael. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Legoize yam suf ligzorim. He cut it up into tunnels, 12 huge tunnels of water. That wasn't all. The Rabbeinu Shalom didn't want Klal Yisrael to have to be Toreach to go down into the Yam. The Rabbeinu Shalom did for Klal Yisrael,
Tachlis hatoyv v'tachlis hachesed. Everything was absolutely perfect for Klal Yisrael. So the middle of the yam solidified. Efshir, it was frozen. Efshir was a different type of makpil, davka is frozen. It was beautiful. It was perfect floor. It was non-slip. It was straight. They shouldn't have to go down into the yam. And then, that's half of the yam, besoich hayam, there was the frozen floor, the solid floor. But the rest of the yam remained mayim, and it became, the water was piled up as water, nitzvu, the liquid stood up, like a wall. There were blocks of water which made the tunnels. So how could they think it's the wind? How could the midstream have thought this came from the wind? So the Ramban, lo somu libom gam lezois. They didn't look properly. But that's Shitas Paroi, right? Koveid leiv Paroi. I do what I want to do. Don't confuse me with the facts. Koveid leiv Paroi. More and more issues. When he was shown the nest with the matter, lo som liboy. When he was shown the nest of dam, they did their little tricks. That's this. You take a mayim mechunasim in a jug of water and turn it to red color, and here you've got a flowing river becomes dam. V'horaya, all the fish have died in that dam. Go and see. Is this dam? Is it the same? Is it different? Go and see. Go and test. If you want to see, test. Lo som libo kam lezois. Koveid leiv Paroi. I want what I want. And I'm not willing to change. That's the Ra, the Rishas builds up more and more and more. So that the Rebbeinu Shalom show, it's Gornish, the Koichos Ra are nothing. They'll destroy themselves within themselves. Acherim Oimrim, why didn't they realize the Gzorim Ayam? Because the Amud Ha'onon, this fog, was still very foggy. They couldn't see properly what happened. But at the beginning it was total choshech, they couldn't see the yidn at all. Then the fog lets up a little bit, and they can see through the fog, the yidn are moving. They're running away. They're going, let's get them, charge! And everybody, all the whole midstream start charging out of the thing. After the yidn. Where are the yidn going? Into Kriyas Yamsuf, Besimcha Atzuma, Meridik and Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows 12 Gezorim. Why? The Gilui of the Chib of Klal Yisrael. Kriyas Yamsuf was formed by Shivtei Kor. It could have been all one, and they all could have gone in one path. But the Rebbeinu Shalom showed Mamis the Chib of Klal Yisrael. They are Yud Beis Shvatim. I'm making Yud Beis Gzorim, not one. It's for the Chibur of Klal Yisrael. The Etzem Kriyas Yamsuf shows the Chibur to Klal Yisrael. It was all for Klal Yisrael. But it wasn't that Klal Yisrael should cross the Red Sea. That's such an Irish kind. Because they didn't cross, and it wasn't a Red Sea. It was a Yamsuf, which is a reed sea. And they didn't cross it, Michal, they went in a U and came out the same side. So, if lo som libo gam lezois, so Paro has a lot of Talmidim. So, lo som libo gam lezois, there was the crossing of the Red Sea, nourish. Uncle Ponim. Vayavoyu b'le yiso besoi chayom bayabosho. Vamayim lehim choyim minom mismoilom. Charge! Kol sus paroi! Rich boim paroshim! El toich hayom! deeper, deeper, deeper into the Yam.
They're all in the Yam, and Klal Yisrael also in the Yam. The Yam still is okay for the Mitzrim.
Suddenly the Amud Eish comes connected to the Mitzrim. Suddenly goes to the wheels of the chariots, and the wheels fall off. And the weather is crazy, schwitzy, terrible, stinks, all the worst Yisurim that are coming out. Vayahom Zoktrashi, Loshem Behuma, Irbevum, not on Signonius Shelahem. He took the Seichel away. Get out of the Yam, you're crazy. Go away. Look what's happened. No, they can continue to go deeper and deeper. Either wheels have fallen off. Go weiter, weiter, we'll still catch them. And then bumping up and down, and then their bones are breaking and thing. Kvedus, kovet, weiter, rishus, more and more. And suddenly they realize this is crazy. Oh, now they realize. Hashem nilcham. Retreat! Turn round! They can't get the horses to go round. Nothing's going round. Let's get off the horses. Let's run away. They can't get off the horses. It's too late. Finished. They had that hakara. Now they're finished. Hashem nilcham. Finished. Kaved. You go with your kvedus. I'm not letting you out of here. You're going to destroy your kvedus, your shittas, your rishas. He's going to destroy you because you weren't makir. Right at the beginning you weren't makir, and kaseda you're not makir, and even now you're not makir, and I mashge you, I make you meshuga with all the zachen, with all balzafoin, and all the tricks and things, and shloshes yomim, v'chule, v'chule. And you decided, with all the back and forth, you decided, I'm still going to get them. You, with your rishus, you destroyed yourself. Ein oid milavadai. Paro zakoyach, paro seichel, paro knows, can interpret the facts. No, misinterpret all the facts, and build up his kovet, all his narishkeit. Kedei, the kovda befaroi. Who is the balabos from the Welt? Only HaKadosh Baruch. Vayeg Moshe's yadoi al hayom, vayoshev hayom lifnos boker, u'Mitzrayim nosim likrosoi. They went themselves into the Yam, charging into the Yam. Vayenai Hashem es Mitzrayim besoich hayom, zogt Rashi. He stirred them up like you stir a kedera, like you stir a pot. Olim v'yorodim, olim v'yorodim, v'nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'hem chayus l'kabel yisurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept them alive. Chamishim makas, the yisurim that they now are going through is lo yeumen. Klal Yisrael, in the matzav of olam haba in olam hazeh. And they, a matzav gehinim. What's chayus kedei l'kabel the yisurim? That's a mention Gehinim. A mention Gehinim stays, keeps his metzias in order to suffer. They kept them alive, specially kedei that they would suffer. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows ein oid milavadei. Vayoyisha Hashem vayoyimahu es Yisrael miyad Mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Moshiach. Klal Yisrael. Vaya Yisrael is Mitzrayim. Meis al Sfas Hayom. Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to show there's no mokum for Torahs. Ikovda beparoi. Shema they'll say the Mitzrayim got out some other way. Somehow the Yam washes them up and they see them dying al Sfas Hayom. They're still alive, says the Medrash. And each Yid went over to the Mitzri who tortured him
and saw that when he hit him with his right hand was in smithereens. If he kicked him with his left foot was hanging off his thigh. Everyone had the Yisurin Mamish, Mido Keneged Mido, and they didn't saw it. Why? Ikovda Beparoi, Lichvoidi. You have to see, Ein Oin Milavadoi. There's no Mokim Netos when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Geulah. Vaya Yisrael Sayod Agdoilo Asher Osa Hashem B'Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael saw the Chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Mitzrayim. What was it? The Yad HaGdoilo. There's Yad HaChazoka. It's Midas Adin. What's Yadoi HaGdoilo? Gdula is Midas HaChesed. What was the Chesed? The Etzim fact that they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu washed up the mitzvah in front of their eyes, and they should see them die, and should see that they're dead, see that they didn't escape. They should see the dinim. That's a meridik of chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing dinim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the Yad HaGdoilo. Vayiru HaOmes Hashem. If that's the midas chesed. For Klal Yisrael, oh, but look what the Midas HaChesed did for them against the Mitzrim. Vayiru HaOmes Hashem, Vayaminu B'Hashem uVeMoshe Avdoi. We don't have time. I wanted to go through the Shira to show you how all this comes into the Shira. That's what we say every day. And every day in Psukim de Zimra, when we mechazik our emuna in Hashem. So when the Ramban says this is the greatest pele, that's why we relate to Kriyas Yamsuf, and not the Makkos, because it's greater than the Makkos. This is the ultimate gilui of Hashem. Say in Psukim de Zimra, Ba'ato Elokeinu, Moidim Anachnu Loch, U'Mahalil B'Shem Tifratecho. We're moide to you, we're maskim, we're oimed, we're ma'amid the Yisoid Seimuna, and we're mahalal Hashem Tifatecho. And then we say the Yisoid Seimuna. Atohu Hashem Levadecho, Mitzias Hashem. Atohu Hashem Levadecho. Atohu Siso Es HaShomayim, Shmei HaShomayim V'chol Tzvom, Oretz V'chol HaShelea, Hayami V'chol HaShem Oem. V'atohu Mechayes Kulam. You created them and you keep them alive. Keep them going. Utsva Hashemayim lechol mishtachavim. Hashgocha. Atohu Hashem Elokim Hashem bochalto ba'avrom. Voitzeso miyokazdim. Hashgocha. Samtosh me'avrom. Umatzos is the vama in nema lefanecho. V'chorisi mayabris. Osei zeres haklani. Achiti amuri aprizi hagoshi. Osei zlezaru. Batog misvarecho. Ki tzadik oto. The hanhoga of Klal Yisrael in the world. Batei rezoni amiseini b'mitzroi. Bezakosom shamat al yamsuf, batitain oisoisum moifsim befaroi, uvechol avodov, uvechol am outsoi, you a megale claw, ki yodato, ki ezidu aleim, you dear Hashem. Ki yodato, ki ezidu aleim. They did it bemazed. But Tascho Shem Kayoy Mazer from Chris Yamsuf was the biggest pele. Tascho Shem Kayoy Mazer. Hayom Bakato Liflame, Vayavri Besoy Hayom Bayabosho. Vesroid Fame is Schlachtim Tzolus Kibay Evan. And you threw their Roid Fame like an Evan. We mentioned before, a few weeks ago, they had their Cheshman, Mido Kenegin Mido. We'll throw the kids into the R. He can't do anything. He won't bring another marble. We're safe. Ha! A marble is that the marble comes on the country. What did he do? He threw them. K'may Evan. Esrei Fevi Shlachta Bimtzoyes K'may Evan into the water. And B'mayim Azim Gefelach the Yisurim that they had. B'yoyish Hashem B'yoyim Ahuas Yisrael V'yad Mitzrayim. We said we're going to be Moideh, we just were. And then we're going to be Mahalel. Which Halel shall we say? The Halel on all these events. Shira Sayam. O Shira Lashem ki go'o. That Gaiva, what's the pshat, the Gaiva?
Gaiva is that a mensch thinks that he is choshev, he's a koyach, he's more than others. Why is gaiva so despicable to Hashem? Because it's all a sheker. No human being has koyches be'etze mitzad atzmai. All our koyches come from Hashem. But the Rabbeinu Shalom is me'al kulam. The Rabbeinu Shalom is a bal gaiva. And it's Rory Eloi, the gaiva. Oshir al Hashem ki go'oi go'o. And here we see from Kriyas Yamsuf how much he's go'oi go'o. He was miskoy al hageyim. He showed he's the koyach and not paroi. Sus baroich me'rom ovayom. You threw them into the yam. Ozi v'zivros ko v'hili lishua. Rashi learns. Meirdig a pshat of Rashi. Ozi doesn't mean my koyach. Rashi learns Ozi is ha'oiz, power. And Zivros learns Rashi is nekama, loshen zemira, pruning, cutting away the koyches hara. Power and Zimra is all Hashem. All power is Hashem. The Rabban learns Ozi v'zimros is kilo, it's v'zimrosi. My koyach, Klal Yisrael came to the Akora. Our koyach is only Hashem. And even after the event, I'm Mahalel Hashem, Zimrasi, I'm always aware that I'm always Toli on Hashem. Vahi li lishua, ze keili vanvehu. That's my God. Dahainu, that's my power. Keil is power. Vanvehu, I want to have a sheiches, I want to build a beis hamikdash, I want to go bedarkoi, I want to be misnoy with his mitzvahs. Elokei ovivarim amenu. And we go through the nisim, one after the other, this and this and this. Yimincha Hashem, nedori bakoyach. Yimincha Hashem, tiras oyev. So Rashi says shnei pomim yamin, because Yisrael oisim betzoni shemokem asmol nasis yamin. Yamin cho Hashem nedari bakoyach. Dechoyer, there's two midas of Hashem, yamin and smol. When Klal Yisrael oisim betzoni, so the smol, which is midas hadin, is nasi yamin. Yamin cho Hashem nedari bakoyach lahatzilis Yisrael. Yamin cho Hashem is tiratzis oyev. There's not two koiches. Ach, echad mamish. Oisa hayimin atzma tiras oyev. Masha'iyev shala odom. It's all the same. The Rebbeinu Shalom is kulei echad. Midas hachesed. The midas hachesed is what destroys the midstream as well. It's all the same. One koyach, no chilek whatsoever. Uberoiv goinecho, taras komecho. How you destroyed them. Beruach hapercho ner mumayim. You made the whole nest of Kriyas Yamsuf. Kofu somis belev yom. And you fooled them. Oma oyev erdoiv oshiga chalek shalal. Ha ha! We can get them. Tiv loim anashi. Orichavi. Wah! Torishem ayodi. The shaft of a ruach, zok the sipunoi, the same ruach, which was the ruach apercho, ne'mumayim was the same ruach. No shaft of a ruach, it's all one. The Rebbeinu Shalom brings the koiches hara to their spitz. The pasuk says in Mishlei, lifnei shever ga'ayin, before the rosh is broken. Before he's destroyed, he comes to his biggest pinnacle of gaiva. The Gaon brings, like when Haman says, when the Melech says to him, "Malasos leish, Asher Melech chofis bikoro," he starts imagining it's himself, and that's the end of Haman. Dahinu, the beginning of the end. Then go and do it to Mordechai. And that dream that he had of himself on the horse is lifnei sheva ga'ayin. And that's the Ikovda. That's how you show. The Koyach Hara is going to destroy itself. You idiot. What did you go into the Yam for? Stay in Mitzrayim. You could have rebuilt your empire and had a nice day. Now shafte v'ruchacha kisame yom. Tzalalu ka'utheres b'mayim adirim. These goyim, these rishoyim, their power. What was their power? Like lead in water. Lead is the most dense material we have. It sinks the fastest. That physical power, strong power, garnished. Ka'utheres b'mayim. Mi chamoicha ba'elim Hashem. Where's the koyach of Hashem come from? Lehepech hagomo, from the kedusha, from the fact that he's mufrash, from the fact that he's not megushim, not gashmi, not chomri. Nedo ba'koidesh. The Rebbeinu Shalom's koyach is because this kedusha, because the koyach of Hashem Yisrael is mufrash and moved out. Mi chamoicha ba'elim Hashem. Mi chamoicha nedo ba'koidesh. What can I say? Do I massing Hashem's power? Noira Sihilois. Yoru Miloim Sihilois. Oise Pele. Mamish ploim that he does. Notisa Yimincha. Tivnaim Oret. When Shalom extends the Yamin. And he buried them. Buried them. He was throwing all the onshim. Kan shezochu likvura bischa sheomru Hashem atzadik. In the midst of the chamishim makas, I said pele. There's oichet to kvura. Schos Hashem atzadik. Long time ago, in the thing kvura. This is the biggest pele. Yimincha Hashem, Yimincha Nedari Bakar, Yimincha Terasayev. It's all one. The Rebbeinu Shem is one. There's no chilukim. The biggest gilui of Kvod Shamayim. The Rasha garnished. Karferes Bamayim. Rebbeinu Shalom, Nedar Bakoyach. Can I say, Noiros Yihilois, Oise Fele, Nathis Yimincha Tivlaim Oretz, and the Hemshech, the Chesed of Klal Yisrael, the Pachad on the Goyim. And then we daven, and this we need to say every day, and we're waiting for this to happen. Tipol aleim emosav afachad bigdol zroch yidmu ka'oven. The goyim should be frozen, should be like stones. Ad yavar amcha Hashem, ad yavar am zukanisa. We're waiting for the second beer of Klal Yisrael, Kibbutz Golias, the Geula Shleima. Ad yavar am zukanisa to the aimer visitaimer bahana chaloscha mochen shivtra pal to Hashem. Migdosh Hashem koinenu yodecha. Hashem yimlaich n'oilam void. That's the tachlis of the old Bria. The gilui of Chris Yamsuf. Hashem yimlaich n'oilam void. And in Myriv, maybe it's not even a point of saying, explaining how we say it in Myriv, because we gobble up Myriv so fast, who can think the Bichlal realize we're by Kriyas Yamsuf, Malchuscha Rov Anecha, and we take out the two Ikka Psukim of the Shira, say, Yom Mika Moicha Beinim Hashem. Are we going to say it so quick? What's the point?